Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudal, Chapter 2, Mishnah 11. The Mishnah begins, Avedosai v'Avedas Aviv. If let's say a person has the opportunity to get back either his lost object or a lost object that belongs to his father. Says the Mishnah, Avedosai Kaidemes, his own personal lost object takes precedence and he can be involved with this even though it means that his father won't necessarily get back his lost object. The Gemara learns this from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Efes k'layyeh b'cho evyoin. There's a Torah commandment for a person has to make sure that they're not poor. So it's from here we derive that a person has to be more focused on maintaining at least his wealth before somebody else's, even if the other person is his father. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Avedasai v'avedas rabbi. If a person has the opportunity to either be busy and find his own lost object or that of his Rebbe, his teacher, he can't return both of them. Shaloi koidemes, then his takes precedence, similar to what we said previously. Now says the Mishnah, how about Avedas Sov, Avedas Rabbi? A person has the opportunity to either get his father's lost object back or the Aveda of his Rebbe, his Torah teacher. Says the Mishnah, Shal Rabbi Koidemes, the Aveda of his Rebbe, his Torah teacher, takes precedence. Yomar explains that we're talking about a situation where it's his Rebbe Muvuk. It's his Rebbe who he taught, most of his Torah learning was learned from this particular Rebbe. Says the Mishnah, why? Why does a Rebbe take precedence? Shal Aviv Yevi'il Elam Hazeh. Because a person's biological father brings them into this world. However, his Rebbe that teaches him Torah, he brings him to eternal life. Therefore, his Rebbe takes precedence. However, says the Mishnah, let's say a person's own father is a Torah scholar, then he actually picks up his father's lost object, because if his father is a Torah scholar, chances are he taught him Torah, so it comes out that it's his father and it's his Rebbe. It's his father and his Torah teacher all in one. Says the Mishnah, Aviv Rabbi Noisin Masli. Let's say both his father and his Rebbe are carrying a heavy pack. Says the Mishnah, Maniach Eshel Rabbi. First he unloads the pack of his Rebbe, his teacher. V'acharkach Maniach Eshel Aviv. And afterwards he unloads the pack of his own father. Similar to what we saw previously, that his Rebbe brings him into Olam Haba, into eternal life. Aviv Rabbi Bebeis HaShevi. Let's say a person's father and his Torah teacher, his Rebbe Muvuk, his exclusive Torah teacher, taught him the majority of the Torah that he knows, they're both taken captive and locked up in a jail, and he can be paid one of them, he can ransom one of them. Paides Rabbi, first one, redeems his Rebbe. V'acharkach paides Aviv, and only afterwards does he redeem his father, as we've seen previously. But let's say his father was a Torah scholar, and chances are his father taught him Torah. Then paides Aviv, he first redeems his father. V'acharkach paides Rabbi, only afterwards does he redeem his Torah teacher. Wishing you an amazing upcoming day and a wonderful rest of your week.